KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 30 degrees Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high near 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia Kralik at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman and female teenager from Red Oak were arrested last night on drug charges. The Red Oak PD said 18-year-old Kara Bell Hale and 16-year-old Clara Leanne Hebb were taken into custody at around 9:30 p.m. near the intersection of Broadway and Oak Streets. Hale faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance, OWI drugged, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,000. Hebb was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia and subsequently released to the custody of her parents. High winds fanned grass fires across parts of the KJAN listening area Monday afternoon. Two fires were reported at separate locations in Pottawatomie County, while a third was fought in Union County. The Daily Nonpareil reports crews from Macedonia, Carson, and Trainer responded to a fire in the 3500 block of Aspen Road at around 3 p.m. They stuck around for a while once the flames were put out to make sure there were no flare-ups. Council Bluffs firefighters were called to a brush fire at around 3:30 p.m. near the Union Pacific Railroad tracks, a little bit south of the Pottawatomie County Jail off of North 16th Street. Crews were able to bring the fire under control quickly, but remained for a while to extinguish some hot spots. In Union County, a fire on the northwest side of Afton between Lake Afton and the St. Edwards Cemetery kept firefighters busy for hours. Afton Police Chief John Coulter said on his social media page a fire was started deliberately, but they don't know who did it. Several large bales of hay smoldered in the evening once the flames were put out. Conditions were ripe throughout the day for the fire. The National Weather Service had issued a red flag warning for the entire western half of Iowa yesterday, indicating that high winds, low humidity, and dry brush were prime conditions for fire ignition. The Omaha World Herald is reporting that the former fire chief in Missouri Valley pled not guilty Monday to simple misdemeanor charges of interference with official acts and reporting false information. The charges against 44-year-old Johnny Walker were with regard to false statements Walker allegedly made to Missouri Valley police as authorities investigated a fire earlier this month at an abandoned house. Walker has stated that he wasn't available to fight the March 7th blaze at 105 West Superior Street because he was ill, and that he was not completely focused because of his illness when he spoke later with police. Investigators would not say what Walker told them or why they suspect he tried to mislead them. He has since resigned as chief of the volunteer department. John Tyser, an investigator with the state fire marshal's office, has said the fire on Superior Street might be connected to fires set in October in an abandoned house on the northeast corner of 10th and Granite Streets on Missouri Valley's south side. Missouri Valley Police Chief Edward Murray said each fire has a separate suspect, neither of whom is Walker. No arrests had been made as of Monday. During Monday's hearing, a judge told Walker that if he pleaded guilty, he probably would be fined rather than receive jail time. The maximum sentence for each charge is 30 days in jail. Walker's trial date was set for May the 8th. A Western Iowa man accused of confining his girlfriend and psychologically torturing her has been arrested. Online court records on Monday listed a first-degree kidnapping charge against 50-year-old Daniel Yate of Woodbine. He was detained after his girlfriend told police last week that he had assaulted her at his home and wouldn't let her leave. Woodbine Police Chief Michael Jensen says the girlfriend accused Yates of binding her and threatening to throw her into a nearby river. The girlfriend says Yates also sat on her chest and opened and closed a knife. Records show the woman had injuries consistent with her allegations, and a hospital visit revealed a broken rib. In the funeral announcements, Lenora Moss, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of life services for Lenora Moss will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Scott James Walker, age 51, of Griswold, died Friday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Scott Wagner will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. B. Milholland, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for B. Milholland will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Phyllis Shear, age 89, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Baird, died Saturday. Funeral services for Phyllis Shear will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Diane Lee Schuler, age 83, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Diane Schuler will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Carol Wallace Johnson, age 86, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Carol Johnson will be Wednesday at 11:30 at the Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Charlotte Ann Neumeister Miller, age 76, of Red Oak, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charlotte Miller will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Oak Community Church in rural Mills County. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Molly Farrell, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Molly Farrell will be held at noon on Saturday at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Phyllis Piper, age 83, of State Center and formerly of the Des Moines and Greenfield areas, died Sunday. Funeral services for Phyllis Piper are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Helen Mullen, age 92, of Corning, died Saturday. Services for Helen Mullen are pending at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.